It's high summer on Martha's Vineyard, and I'm at the West Tisbury Town Hall grabbing lunch.
So we've got spaghetti with meat sauce. We've got beef ravioli. These are the main entrees.
That's Russ Hartenstein, West Tisbury's emergency preparedness manager. And these aren't just any lunches. We're eating meals ready to eat, also known as MREs, an important part of the vineyard's natural disaster planning. Today, he's sitting down with some other local emergency planners to test them out to make sure they haven't gone bad since they were purchased 10 years ago.
Chicken breast with rib meat breaded in tomato sauce with cavatelli. Cajun-style rice with beans and beef sausage.
Hartenstein says the idea is that the meals are part of the town's first response in the event of a disaster.
Say we have a very large hurricane or a blizzard where 70% of the island's population is without power and supplemental water. We're going to need to supply people with food immediately so that they can be secure.
And supposedly, they never expire.
I had the Cajun-style rice last week. It was delicious.
Aside from being edible a decade later, they can be made with just a small amount of water. And the water doesn't need to be potable. In the box with each meal is a heating pad, activated by water, which will be wrapped around the main course to cook it. Hartenstein pours the water into the heating pad.
I hear it.
And you can hear it cooking.
The island has never had to use their emergency meals, and it hasn't been hit by a storm hard enough in recent memory to actually use an evacuation or sheltering plan. Gary Robinson, the region's emergency planning chair, says there are unique challenges to preparing for an event on the vineyard.
Probably Martha's Vineyard is one of the more difficult places in the whole country to develop an evacuation plan because you have the winter plan, you have the summer plan. For 4 or 5 weeks out of the year, from now until Labor Day, we're in rough shape.
He says that even if vineyard residents and visitors are able to get off the island, they'll still have to contend with the rest of the Cape before they can reach safety. Traffic, particularly over the Bourne and Sagamore bridges, will be a major choke point, especially during the summer, which coincides with hurricane season. I go out to the rotary by the Bourne Bridge to meet with Phil Burke, the emergency preparedness specialist for Barnstable County. As we stand at the edge, a steady stream of traffic inches by with people on their way on and off Cape.
Traffic on the Cape in the summertime is pretty intense. I mean, as you can see right now, mid-morning on a Thursday, and it's backed up coming up 28. It's backed up on the scenic highway on both sides.
In the event of a storm, the regional evacuation and sheltering plan will be to begin evacuations from homes in flood zones early and to urge anyone else who is not in a flood zone to shelter in place.
The evacuation is really for homes and business of those areas that are going to be inundated by storm surge.
And what if you're stuck in traffic? If weather conditions turn bad enough, traffic will be rerouted to Joint Base Cape Cod and Bourne. In the end, Bert says because of the Cape's geography, their regional evacuation and shelter plan is to have people stay where they are if possible.
You know, we are, I guess, technically an island, so in the event that we have major storms, we could be cut off. We always like to say that we need to be prepared to sort of be on our own down here for 72 hours.
Back on the vineyard, emergency management chairperson Gary Robinson says at the end of the day, self-sufficiency will be the key to surviving a disaster on the Cape. If a hurricane were to just hit the vineyard, that would be one thing.
But a hurricane is not going to stop at Martha's Vineyard. It's not going to hit us and not hit Falmouth or Boston. And if that comes, we're going to be way down the supply chain. We teach people how to shelter in place and how to take care of themselves and take care of their neighbors. They're going to be a lot better off for this island here.
Which for many will mean waiting things out and possibly eating MREs until help can come. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.